Hi, this is Rabbi David Felsenthal. Today we will be doing Para, Chapter 11, the last Mishnah in Chapter 11, Mishnah 9, and the first Mishnah in Chapter 12, Mishnah 1. Mitzvahs Ezov, Shlosha Kolachim. So the mitzvah of using a hyssop to dip into the mechatas and then sprinkle it needs three shoots. Ubehem shlosha givolin, and within each of those three shoots, they need to have three stalks. Rabbi Yehuda Omer shoshlosha shlosha. Rabbi Yehuda says that each of the three shoots needs to have three separate stalks. So the Tanakhana is saying that each shoot just needs one stalk for a total of three coming off of the shoot. It's like a branch and, let's say, a flower coming off the branch, so to speak. So the branch is the shoot and the flower is the stalk. Rabbi Yehuda says that there needs to be three separate stalks off of each shoot, off of each branch. Ezov sheyesh b'shlosha kolachim, a hyssop that has three shoots, mepasko v'ogdo, it should be severed and bound, that each of these shoots, these branches, should be separated from each other and then bound together. Pisku v'lo agado, if they are separated but they're not bound, agado v'lo pisco, if they're bound but they're not separated, lo pisco v'lo agado, or if they're not separated and they're not bound, kasher. B'dieved, they're kasher. Rabbi Yossi Omer, mitzvahs ezov shlosha kolachim. Rabbi Yossi says that the mitzvah of the hyssop is to have three shoots, ubehem shlosha givolim, and within those three shoots there should be three stalks, Ushayarav Shnayim, but if there's only two of the stalks remaining, Brigaduma of Kolshahu, and there's just a little bit of a stump, so then that is kosher as well. So the place we learn that they have to be bound together and they have to be three is because of a Gezerah Shava based on the word Lakicha, taking, that's used here and also used by Pesach, where it says you shall take a bundle of hyssop. So, and by Pesach, it means three shoots, and a bundle is not less than three, so here also. And over there, it has to be bound together, so here too, it also has to be bound together. Now, if they're severed, but not completely, so they're still like holding together by the skin of the plant, so that's the case in which it is, which they're considered not severed, according to Tosfos Rav Akiva Eger. So when we say whatever the stump is remaining, so we say that a stump has to be at least a tefach. It has to be at least the size of a tefach, size of a fist, in order to count. Now Rav Yossi says that you have to have at least two shoots and only one stump. However, the Tanakhama says that even one shoot and two stumps is fit. And again, the size of the stump, the hand breadth, comes from the Rambam. Now we'll do the first Mishnah of the 12th Perach. And all three of the Mishnahs here in this chapter, the first three Mishnahs, are going to deal with dipping the hyssop into the chatat water and then sprinkling with it. So ezov hakatzer, a short hyssop, it's not long enough to go into the chatas water and reach the bottom of the vessel. Masapko b'chutz u'b'kush. You could lengthen it. You can augment it. You can lengthen it with a thread or a spindle reed. V'tovol u'male, and then you can dip it, and you can raise it out. V'ochez b'ezov u'maze, and then you can hold on to the hyssop itself and sprinkle. If you're holding on to the augmentation, so that might be an issue. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Kishem Shahazaya Be'ezov, Kak Tfila Be'ezov. Just as the sprinkling has to be done by actually holding the hyssop, the dipping also must be done by holding the hyssop, not the augmentation that's used to lengthen the hyssop so that it can reach all of the mechatas. What's the reason for this? So one reason given is because when you direct the sprinkling, according to Rashi, if you're holding the hyssop, you can direct it carefully, but if you're not, it might veer sideways. Now, Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon say that you can't use an extension for the dipping or for the sprinkling, and they have to be both the same. However, we don't paskin that way. We paskin like the Tanakhama. Have a great day, and tomorrow we will continue.